The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Lord, we praise you for everything you've done. You've blessed us beyond measure, blessed us beyond compare, given us blessings we did not deserve, withheld some things because of mercy that we did deserve. So we praise you for everything you've done. But we worship you for the God that you are, the living God, Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, our deliverer, our savior. Lord, there's a whole lot that's already happened in the year 2020. For some, they don't even have to go back to January 1. We just say from Sunday to Sunday. And we're grateful that we really don't look like everything we've been through and what we're coming through right now. But Lord, we thank you for when you've made a way, when there did not seem like there was any way. But we are here not because we've been so good, but because you're good. Not because we've been faithful, but you are faithful. Not because we've done everything right, but you are a righteous judge. And if the devil had his way, and in a sense, he's had his way a few times this week, but you've only let him go so far. And we're grateful that even as far as he got in some of our lives, the one thing you did not let him touch was our souls. So right now we lift up our hands and we say, Lord, it is well with my soul. Got some stuff I'm working on at home, but it is well with my soul. I'm working on some stuff at the job, but it is well with my soul. I got sickness in my body, but it's well. With my soul. Even now, dear God, I ask that you would touch somebody's heart, prick somebody's heart right now. Convict even now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I stand as your vessel, be ever so pleased to stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my mouth. As a matter of fact, dear God, not just hide me, hide us all. That you would be seen, hide us all. That you would be heard. For Lord, our coming would be in vain, and for were not for your presence in this place. So we thank you. Speak to us, your children. You said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Speak. And let those that hear the ear to hear, hear what the Spirit says to the church. We'll be ever so careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus' name and for Christ's sake that we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Luke chapter 9 is from whence the word of God will come. Luke chapter 9 is from whence the word of God will come. If you're physically able to stand, we're going to ask that you would please do so. Luke chapter 9. morning I'll be reading, or today I'll be reading from the Amplified version of the Bible. Luke 9, I'm going to start at the 51st verse, Luke 51, and then I'm actually going to jump down to verse 57, and I'll read through the end of the chapter. Luke 9, starting at verse 51, then from 57 through verse 62, it says, "Now when the time was approaching for him to be taken up to heaven, he was determined to go to Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose." Then in verse 57 it says, "As they were going along the road, someone said to him, 'I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus told him, 'Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.' He said to another, 'Follow me,' accepting me as master and teacher. But he said, 'Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father.'" We're going to teach this thing. "But he said to him, 'Allow the spiritually dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and spread the news about the kingdom of God.'" Verse 61 says, "Another also said, 'I will follow you, Lord, as your disciple. But first, let me say goodbye to those at my home.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back to the things left behind is fit for the kingdom of God.'" We are living in some days and times that are challenging our mindsets, our spirits, touching off some emotions, but yet there's still a work for us to do. In verse 60, there is a command. He says, "But as for you," "go and spread the news about the kingdom of God." So on this March 8th, 2020, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we want to consider the subject, start spreading the news. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Start spreading the news. As I mentioned on last week, we are now officially in the Lenten season. And we've begun our march towards Calvary, which, as I stated on last week, will be our theme from now until Easter / Resurrection Sunday, the march towards Calvary. So today, my brothers and my sisters, we begin following Jesus on the road to Jerusalem, picking up points along the way of his journey ultimately to the cross. Our scripture today, found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, starting at verse 51, where it says, "Now when the time was approaching for him to be taken up to heaven, he was determined to go to Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose." That right there, my brothers and my sisters, in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, it begins a long section in Luke, basically extending 10 chapters, let me teach this thing, through chapter 19, and all that happens from Luke 9:51 all the way through the end of Luke chapter 19, all that happens while Jesus makes his way ultimately to Jerusalem as he's walking toward the cross. Then in verse 60, he says, so as a result, start spreading the news about the kingdom of God. Now, I believe that if I were to take a poll today, I'm hoping I'm talking to some folk who are paying attention to the word. I'm sure that most of you would agree that news travels fast. whether it's good news, bad news, or even the wrong news. Come on, somebody. News travels. As a matter of fact, we have access to news all day long, 24 hours a day. But you know the one thing, Brother Miller, that never ceases to amaze me is the fact that all the news channels, whether Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, local, or even PBS, hear me, they all boast, Finley, they all boast that they are the only ones who are able to provide you or me, the viewer, with the most up-to-the-minute coverage on a particular story, and that no other station can provide for you or tell the news that we're about to tell you. In other words, they all brown, they entice us by saying they're the only ones with the inside scoop. Oftentimes they title it an exclusive, or here's something. Have you noticed that everything is breaking news? Every time they come back for a commercial, it's breaking news. Listen, I don't want to call him out, but every now and then I watch CNN, and Wolf Blitzer, every time he speaks, is breaking news. Well, my brothers and my sisters, I've got some breaking news for you today. Come on, somebody. In fact, Brother Bell, we interrupt this sermon for a word from our sponsor regarding some good news. Can I preach in this house? You see, the news that I have for you today may be old news for some, but it might be new news for some others. But there is one thing certain about this news that is unlike any other news. This particular news never gets old or plays out. Yeah, there's some news that definitely gets old. But this news is always fresh. Know about you, but I actually get tired of hearing some news. Matter of fact, I'll be honest, I really can't stand listening to just about any of the stuff they talk about on the news these days. I don't care if it's sports, politics, or entertainment. But then there are some stories, hear me today, there are some stories that seem like they never end or even go away. As a matter of fact, Keelan, you wonder how they even become news, especially national news. Here's what I mean. Do you all remember the story when that gorilla Harambe was shot and killed back in 2016? Y'all remember that? Shot and killed after a three-year-old climbed into the gorilla enclosure here in the Cincinnati Zoo. The gorilla grabbed and he dragged the little boy. He was dragged by Harambe, and fearing for the boy's life, the zoo worker shot and killed Harambe. And I'm not here to be negative about animals, but I mean, that made worldwide news. The events were captured on a YouTube video that has been watched millions of times. I'm going somewhere. Harambe's death touched off a heated debate about zoo welfare standards and whether or not lethal force was even necessary. There was widespread outpouring of shock and grief, and people were upset that the Cincinnati Zoo's decision to even kill the animal. There were candlelight vigils. I'm talking truth in this house. There were candlelight vigils for Harambe. There were also campaigns targeting the three-year-old boy's parents. Some even called for them to be prosecuted for negligence, which our current prosecutor, at least for now, come on somebody, our current prosecutor actually investigated and had to ultimately clear the boy's mother of any wrongdoing. And to this day, I'm still shaking my head. I'm shaking my head. Yet, When it comes to this news, Brown, found in our scriptures, the good news, this news never gets old, at least to me. And I believe a few others in here under the sound of my voice. But Sister Keeling, the problem is you can't even seem to find enough reporters willing enough to cover the story or even tell about it. Oh, they'll interrupt your television program to show you a police chase on the city highway. They'll interrupt your program to show you a major drug bust when there's been a shooting, etc. But when it comes to telling the good news of the kingdom of heaven, you just can't find enough correspondence these days, or shall I say, people willing to tell the story. And that refusal, hear me, look around. Just look around. Don't look at folk. Look around. And I want you to look around because the refusal to report the story leaves a huge gap of job vacancies. As a matter of fact, that refusal to report the good news leaves us with tremendous employment opportunities. If you don't believe me, listen to what Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and 38 in the Amplified. He said, "The harvest is indeed plentiful, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest," or into his vineyard of some translations. So, Brother Bell, this lack of reporting has left us with a tremendous amount of job opportunities. As a matter of fact, I would submit to you today that there are some job opportunities and vacancies right here in this church. Oh, yes, you best believe, not just on Sundays, Monday through Sunday, we are looking for those who will start spreading the news that the kingdom of God is at hand. As a matter of fact, I've asked the media team to hang out a sign, "Help Wanted." Because in order for us to win souls in and around our community in 2020, we need to fill some job vacancies. I didn't say fill the pews. I said we need to fill some job vacancies. I mean, you see all the empty pews, not just here, they're all over. Because we need some folk who are willing to start spreading the good news of Jesus. So y'all want to do something? Y'all want to go with me here? Let's do this. Watch the text. Let's look real quickly at the first applicant found here in our text in verse 57. You notice in the text the first applicant here. And any time you're filling out any paperwork, especially an application, you first got to put down your name, right? So this person here goes by the name of someone. Can I preach in this house? Or in the King James, it goes by certain man. So in 57, it says, "As they were going along the road, someone said to him, 'I will follow you wherever you go.'" Now watch the text, because that is a pretty bold statement. And I believe that this is one of the reasons why we have such a huge vacancy in the church. Because someone, T. Holy Ghost, joined the church But they didn't wait to be called. Help on somebody. Instead, this someone impulsively offered up themselves. This someone was self-confident, undoubtedly eager, made a whole lot of promises about what they were going to do for the Lord, but they were not mindful of the cost. So the Bible says this someone didn't know the meaning of what they said, and ultimately what they were doing was refusing to deny themselves. And as a result, we no longer hear of this someone. And we can presume that this someone refused to accept the job to start spreading the news. So bring in the next applicant. Call in the second applicant found in verse 59. Well, what's their name? Well, we just talked to someone. This person's name is another. Well, another. Huh? Y'all don't hear me. Am I in the text? I read your application, and everything appears to be in standing order. But I need you to know, another, that there really aren't a whole lot of qualifications needed on your part to fill the position. So Jesus says, in essence, all I need for you to do is follow me. Come on, somebody. We get this thing all complicated. He said, listen here, another. All I need you to do is follow me. Another, did you hear me? Follow me. But watch another's response. In verse 59, Jesus, he says, Lord, allow me first. I'm going to teach that in a minute. Allow me first to go and bury my father. Another was willing, at least in a way, but there was something that another wanted to do first. Listen, I would tell you to high five somebody, but keep your hands to yourself. So do me a favor. Huh? Notice what I said. I said there was something that another wanted to do first. You do know that there's a difference between a want and a need. Huh? Another wanted to go and bury their father. Watch the text. Another said, Lord, allow me first to go. Here's the teaching. If you got a pen, a pencil, you can't borrow one because whoever you get it from had to touch it. So you got to use your own. Get you a pen and a pencil out. Write these words down. Lord, allow me first to go. Write them down. Lord, allow me first to go. Write them down. Lord, allow me first to go. You got them written down? Now take what you've written down and put an X through the word allow. Block it out. Scratch it out. In other words, what you got? Lord, me first. Lord, me first. Watch the teaching. Another, because that's what he goes by here, another called Jesus by the name Lord. But another actually put their own desires and interests first. So the words Lord and me first are totally diametric. They totally oppose each other. You got to choose one or the other. It's either going to be the Lord or it's going to be me first. You can't say Lord me first and think you got the Lord first in your life. Can I teach this text? Listen, you cannot allow anything to take precedent over you following Christ. So I can hear Jesus saying, using my sanctified imagination, Sister Cargill, well, another, I didn't require you to have any special qualifications. I simply asked you to follow me. And you seem to have a problem with that. In fact, if you truly wanted to be my disciple, you would have known what I said in Matthew 6 and 33, the Amplified. It says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness. In other words, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. But you, another, seem to me more concerned about your personal situation. Watch the text. Can I teach you? For, yeah, there are some funeral arrangements that need to be made because, yes, there is about to be a crucifixion. Can I teach in this house? But those funeral arrangements have nothing to do with your already spiritually dead father. What I need you to do, Mr. Another, is if you want this job, you just start spreading the news of the kingdom of God. Come talking to me about what you got to do. Got to go bury your spiritually dead relative. You got a funeral. There's about to be some arrangements, but that ain't got nothing to do with this. Not what you're talking about. You do what I told you to do. You follow me. And so guess what? We hear no more of this another. And again, we can presume that this another... You think we got churches filled with someones and another's? I said churches. So again, we can presume that another, at least this one, refused to accept the job to start spreading the news of the gospel. So Sister Graham, let's hear the next applicant. Huh? Wait a minute. So, are y'all watching the text? I'm trying to bring this thing alive for y'all. We got Bible readers who make the Bible mundane. This thing is coming alive. Look at verse 61. So we bringing in the next applicant. And verse 61 says, another also said. Stop. Wait a minute. Wait. We got another? When Jamal, we got an another? Wait a minute. I'm using my sanctified imagination. Are you any relation to the one named another in verse 59? Huh? Wait, you say you know relation? Okay. Because I was about to say, you can cut this interview real short. Because that person had the nerve to come up in here and tell me that they wanted the job, and after I offered them the job, they said before they could start working, you got some folk who get offered a job who before they even start working wouldn't tell you about vacation, they already got scheduled. Come on, somebody. Before they can even start working, they had to go take care of some personal family business. Watch the text. Because Fitzgerald, this is the type of applicant that comes in off the street. Any of y'all had to hire somebody for a job? This is the kind of applicant that comes in off the street. They take your help wanted sign out the window. Carry it in with them. Make all kind of bold statements. And say, your search is over. Huh? I'm your man. I'm your woman. So this another said, I will follow you, Lord. And the Amplified, see, that's why I like the Amplified, because it adds the emphasis of this another. He said, I will follow you, Lord, as your disciple. But notice here, that's just like the other another. This another utters the same contradiction in verse 61. He says, Lord, me first. This another wanted first to say goodbye to the family. Again, I can almost hear Jesus saying, another, there's no need for you to finish your sentence. As a matter of fact, are you sure that you aren't any kin to the other another that I just talked to? Because you all are starting to look alike and sound a whole lot alike. Both of you have come up in here with a whole lot of excuses. Come up in here, you take my help wanted sign down, you take a title, take a position, and you tell me that you are the one that I've been looking for, that my search is over. And you have the audacity to say that you will do what I say, but yeah, I'll do what you say, but I'll obey your commandments, but I'll follow you, Jesus, but I'll start spreading the news, but. So as I get ready to close, brothers and my sisters, there's still a huge vacancy, unfortunately, in the universal body of Christ. Why? Because there are still as many buts, come on somebody, inside of the pew that say, Lord, I'll follow you, but I'm too young, but I'm too old, but I don't know enough scripture, but outreach is not my calling. Lord, I'll follow you, but you know my heart. Come on, somebody. Have mercy. Lord, I'll follow you, but I'm not willing to work for you. I'll stop right there, because if I keep going down the list, somebody will say, you didn't get to my butt. And can I tell you, it doesn't really matter what comes behind your butt. What matters is the fact that there is a butt, which simply is your excuse. We got a bucket of them. Or your refusal to deny yourself. You see, when it comes to working for serving the Lord, doing God's will, there cannot be any buts. You see, a but says that I want to work for you, Lord, but me first. Me first. Because you've heard folks say, I've got some stuff going on in my life that I have to go and straighten out. I would sing, but I would worship, but I'm worried about some stuff. That's why you can't worry and worship at the same time. You either gonna worship or you gonna worry. But you can't say, Lord, me first. It's either one or the other. You either gonna worry during Sunday morning or you gonna worship. Come on, somebody. But you need to put one in front of the other and quit putting worry in front of worship. Jesus answers, however, the but of our excuses in verse 60. He says, but go and spread the good news about the kingdom of God. In other words, forget your buts. You go and start spreading the news about the kingdom of God. And that's what I stopped by here to tell you. That even with all we got going on, even with all of our problems, as we're going to have to start spreading the news. Because he says in verse 61, he says, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back to the things left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. I'm almost through, but I got to teach that because y'all going to misunderstand that too. Understand this expression, not fit for the kingdom of God. That expression does not refer to your soul salvation. Come on, somebody. But that actually speaks to your service. It's not at all a question of your entrance into the kingdom. For that qualification has nothing to do with you. That qualification has nothing to do with me. That is solely in the person and personality. That's solely in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is service and work for you to do even after you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and you are saved, then guess what? There is work for you to do. So you see, there are some job vacancies right here at the First Baptist Church of West College Hill. And we are looking for a few good men and a few good women and a few good children who are not ashamed to hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ and shout extra, extra. Read all about it, about a man named Jesus who came down through 42 generations and walked the earth for 33 years. Wait a minute. Help wanted. We're looking for someone who is willing to start spreading the news about a man who who died on Calvary's Hill to save you and to save me. We got help wanted. We're looking for somebody who's willing to tell the story about how they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. Help wanted, because that's not how the story ends. Because 3 days later, he rose again. There is help wanted. He died, but he got up with all power in his hand. And we need somebody to start spreading the news. Extra, extra. Read all about it. There is a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Who here is willing to accept the position and start spreading the news? Lord, I'll follow you as your disciple. And there is no but. Repeat after me. I am what you see. Open my eyes. Help me believe. I am what you see. The doors of the church stand open.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.